Hey guys, it's your girl Tawana, and this is The Darker Side of Mental Health. Happy Saturday to everybody who's listening. Oh my God, do we have a lot to talk about in this podcast today? Just a lot of different things about mental health and what's going on in the world and how it's affecting our mental health. First of all, let me just give a shout out to the Amon Wiggins show. I've been watching this brother. He is awesome. He's funnier than hell, and I love him. He's on YouTube. He's also had, I think his podcast is under the same name. Y'all need to watch him because he is this dude. I love him. So I'm giving a shout out to Amon because he is off the damn chain. And I got to say that. Anyway, I wanted to jump on here and talk about different things that I've been watching on YouTube. You guys know that I have OCD and anxiety, and I'm getting back to the OCD part. The first of all, I have OCD really freaking bad. So I get obsessed with things like movies, TV shows, and stuff like that. So I seen an article. Well, I seen a story on Cardi B and Tasha K. Now, you guys know I used to like Tasha K until I found out she lies a lot. Anyway, I didn't even know this had went to court. I knew they were talking about it, but anyhow. Cardi B won her award, and that's all that's been on YouTube is talking about this. So that's how I found Ahmad, because I found his show and he was talking about it, and I just fell in love with Ahmad. And everybody else is talking about it, putting their 3 cents in, and they're talking about her statement after the verdict, talking about she's going to appeal and whatever. And that information, and then the information with the world. I'm here in Cleveland. We've been dealing with a snowstorm. We got a crap load of snow outside. We're getting a crap load of snow today. And just life in general. So my mental health is on overload. Mainly because it's my fault. Because, you know, I get obsessed with something like this whole story with what's going on with Cardi B. And let me tell you, I don't even care. But I'm obsessed with it. It's like I because of the OCD. It's just OCD kicked in, and it's like I get anxious if I don't watch it. Like it's the end of the world. But we all know that's the OCD symptom, right? So with that overload, with me being really neurotic about everything else, I'm just really in a OCD tizzle. Plus, you know, guys, you know, I've been off of social media because social media to me is the devil. I went on social media, Instagram, and lingered on Instagram. So I don't know if I'm glutton for punishment or what that is, but I am on sensory overload right now. And my OCD symptoms are a little heightened, so to say. So I'm trying my best to bring them back down to a normal level of so I could deal with it. I'm telling you, I could tell you my OCD is on overload and my anxiety is on overload because I stopped working out. I stopped doing my meditation. I stopped doing all my self-care stuff that I usually do to keep it a handle on it. I just stopped doing it. My insomnia is gone because that's a whole other story. Excuse me. So my insomnia is gone, and I just been like laying in the bed in the morning instead of getting up at 5, you know, my regular 5 a.m. doing my yoga and getting my routine together. I just been laying in the bed and getting up late and don't care what I eat, not watching what I eat. I don't even know what's going on. And then the other day, I'm thinking, you know what? Something's not right, because I was on top of everything when it came to my weight. Everybody know that I went hard. And then now it's like my weight's going back up. The depression's setting back in, and I'm just not in a good place, right? And then I got into all this stuff on Instagram, on YouTube, about all this negative stuff, and I'm like a sponge, and I'm sponging it up. Then I went on Instagram and just lingered and sponging up all of this bullshit again. So I'm in a place right now that I'm fighting really hard to get out of, and I'm going to I need to get back to where I was with my self-care and working on myself and putting things into perspective as far as getting myself back on track with my mental health routine. So that's my main goal this week, is getting back on track with the working out, with the breathing exercises that I do, even though I don't feel like doing it, I still got to get my ass up and do it, because that's what mental health. If you don't feel like doing it, you need to do it. And even though, another thing that I've learned is the bad habits we think we left behind us can still sneak back in and attack you if you are not conscious about what you're doing. And that's happening to me, because I thought, you know, I'm working out on a treadmill, doing my yoga, doing my breathing, doing my meditation. I'm doing all of it, right? And I'm doing good. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what it was. I can't even pinpoint when I started backsliding. I backslide and now I'm back to where I was before I even got onto that. I'm back watching stuff on TV that I shouldn't be watching. I mean, I love Armand a lot, but I know that I need to limit what I watch when it comes to negative stuff. And not saying his show is negative, but you know, just watching two women fighting over something so stupid. It's just stupid. It's just negativity. It's just negative. So, and then instead of just watching his show and saying, okay, that's enough for me, and then getting back into what I, you know, what I do, reading and everything else, I continue looking for stuff, because the OCD kicked in and it was like, you have to watch more. You have to watch more. Or, you know, I get this really chaotic feeling like, I'm going to be a nervous wreck. If I don't, I need to know more. This could affect me down the line. And the thing is, I'm not even on YouTube, which is hilarious. So how is it going to affect me? But that's the OCD mind. So I watched that. And then I started watching other interviews connected to all of this, and started going on Instagram, looking for these people, seeing where they at now. And it became an obsessive compulsive mess. Okay, so then after that, it's like, I'm in a state of funk. This is why I'm telling you, you know, people tell me, oh, you look like you got things under control. You look like you can handle things. You look like your illness doesn't even affect you. And I'm here to tell you guys, it still do. And this is a prime example, because I allowed myself to let things overwhelm me to the point where my OCD symptoms just kick up to the point where I just want to stay in this place. I'm not doing anything anymore that I was doing to keep my symptoms down. So I just want to acknowledge that I'm not perfect, which means no one's perfect. You know what I'm saying? And this could happen to anyone. And I've said this before, everything that I go through, everything that I deal with, I think I go through and deal with, to be able to talk to people like you guys, who my listeners, to help you guys on your world, on your journey, right? And you know, now I'm back in the state, and I'm making it a point, because I always tell people that suffer from a mental illness, you need to get off your butt. And you need to do something when you don't feel like doing it. Now I know, like, I got up this morning, this has to be a sign or something. I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock, right? I usually get up at 5 o'clock and do my yoga practice and my breathing and all that. I just laid there and started watching, I forgot what I was watching on TV, on my phone, not TV. I think I was watching different blogs and stuff about something that I shouldn't have been watching, instead of getting up and doing my yoga practice and my breathing. And it's like, I dread, you know, I have that feeling of dread, and that's fine, because I always have that feeling, oh, I got to get this done, whatever. But once it's over with and once it's done, I'm like so happy about it. So instead of doing that, I just laid in the bed today and got sucked into this vortex of blah. And that's the only way I could describe this feeling, because it's not depression. It's pretty much a blah feeling. So I laid in the bed. Then I end up getting up and I end up making coffee, end up just cutting on the TV and sitting down in the same spot that I sit on a couch. And I just was blahed out. And my day, besides doing this podcast, and I had a group today, you know, I facilitated a group with OCD peers today. Besides that, I did pretty much nothing, because I just wasn't feeling it. And I got to get myself out of this state of blah, right? So I'm making a dedicated, because I'm not going to do anything. Tomorrow is Sunday, and everybody needs a day to rest. And I know I've been resting, and this is going to sound contradictory, but I'm taking Sunday. I'm not going to do anything Sunday, because I never do anything Sunday. That's how I have my life set up. Monday, I'm getting back on my grind, getting back on a treadmill, getting back to my yoga practice, even if I don't want to do it, because first of all, that make me feel better, because I'm going back to that whole body dysphoric thing where I'm like, oh, I'm gaining too much weight, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting back on my healthy eating. I'm getting back on my whole entire routine. Now that my insomnia is gone, I think there's nothing to stop me now, right? And my energy level was so high today. So that means the COVID vet booster that I took is pretty much, my system is getting used to it, right? So that's my whole goal coming up about my blah thing. The other thing I want to talk about is the initiative that is rolling out starting February 1st. And I hope you guys stay tuned and check out Instagram, you know, everywhere I advertise, that we're doing something called the Yoga for OCD Incentive. And what this incentive is that yoga saved my life. Everybody knows my story. If you listen to my story, and if you haven't listened to my story, Ashtanga yoga, which is a form of yoga, saved my life. Ashtanga yoga includes the breathing, everything. The initiative, the OCD, the yoga initiative for OCD rolls out February 1st. And this initiative is this: if you want to practice yoga and you have a mental disorder, OCD, anxiety, even depression, you could sign up. Get this. You could sign up for the whole month of February with me for $5. Your $5 donation will be made to OCD Game Changers to help with other minority initiatives going forward. Also, the yoga initiative for OCD, you'll be able to also learn things. I mean, this is a whole, for $5, you cannot participate in this, because it's all about mental health and it's all about learning who you are. And yoga is a way to, yoga teaches you about you. And that's the bottom line. So for $5, just $5, you will have a whole month of asanas, which is postures, where you could go on, you could get any class with me for $5. And you will also learn things about yourself, self-care, any, you know, for a month, $5 for 1 month. And I'm rolling that out February 1st. That's the Yoga for OCD Incentive. And I behoove people to sign up for it, because yoga helped me so much when it comes to OCD and all of my symptoms. So if you're on my emailing list, please, 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 I want you to sign up for even, I mean, $5 is nothing compared to hundreds of dollars. Some yoga teachers charge, and I'm not knocking any yoga teacher, because that's your incentive, but I am trying to make a difference, and I am trying to help other people that's like me. So if you want to sign up for the yoga, the yoga for OCD incentive, watch your email if you are on my emailing list, or watch Instagram, or go to my website. You can sign up. I mean, for $5 you get a membership with my yoga studios for $5, and to teach you how, and it's just to help you, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, check that out. Also, we still have the scholarships. If you want to sign up for a scholarship, a partial or full scholarship for a month, you could also sign up for that. We still got that going on. And what else? I'm trying to think of what else. OCD Peers, I'm a facilitator there. We have some new groups. We have Harm and Health OCD. We have Coping Skills OCD. Coping Skills OCD is for anybody who wants to learn how to cope with OCD. And each week we'll be talking about a different topic, a different coping topic or how to cope. You know, one subject would be breathing. Another one would be meditation, whatever. It's going to be different coping skills. Also, I offer one-on-one peer support. So I got a lot of stuff going on and things just keep working, if you will. And I'm going to keep on doing this thing, you know. I'm going to keep on telling the truth. I'm going to keep on doing whatever I have to do to help other people like me not have to struggle so much like I did. Okay, so I know I haven't been taking calls. I haven't been answering calls or emails, calls or emails or anything like that. But we're in February 1. I almost forgot. February 1st, 2022, which is in a couple of days. The whole platform is going to change. We're going to be doing live podcasts where you'll be able to call in and have a conversation. And we'll be able to talk and get some things done. I think that, also in February next week, actually it will be on Friday night. There will be a live stream on YouTube about minority mental health. I will be on there talking about different things when it comes to mental health and minorities, because I am one, and helping people that way. So you can catch the podcast, or you could go on YouTube and you could catch me on some videos. And we're going to be just talking. We're going to be exploring topics. We're going to be exploring self-care. We're going to be talking about political stuff where it comes to minority mental health, things like that. So watch out for those videos. All of this is coming out next week. Yeah, next week, because the first is Tuesday. So next week, and I'm kicking it off Black History Month. Before I forget, I'm also partnering with OCD, with Game Changers. OCD Game Changers, Chrissy Hodges' group. And I will be doing, on Thursday nights, I believe. I think it's either Wednesday or Thursday nights. We will be doing, for the month of February, we will also be doing a forum for minority mental health. So I am so excited about what's coming. And I know that you guys, because you've been following me since 2017, most of you, I appreciate you. I can't thank you enough for just being a part of helping me grow this, because you guys are helping so much. Just by listening, just by paying it forward. And, you know, I was talking to my youngest daughter, Dion, and I was telling her, you know what, I started my podcast and I was just talking about stuff that matters to me, stuff that ticked me off, stuff that was just bothering me. And it has grown so much. 4.1K grown so much. You know what I'm saying? And that's listeners. So I really appreciate you. I thank you all very, very much. And I'll see you next Saturday. Bye.